Hey guys, hello my beautiful listeners, my handsome listeners. I hope you guys are doing good. And I want to say I'm back. Yeah, I know. I've not been podcasting for days and I've not been consistent throughout the time I set out to do my podcast. And I'm so sorry about that because I'm going through a lot right now. I'm trying to figure out how to do it, place my head on that right direction right now. It's been so tough, trust me. But I'm going to do this because I know I have passion for this and I really want to be consistent. So for every inconsistent behavior I've shown to this podcast channel, I'm so sorry. My listeners deserve the best and I'm sorry. I am really sorry. I promise to try my best. Try my possible best to be consistent because, guys, I can't even give an excuse for this. But that's by the way. I hope you're doing good. If you're doing good, as you listen to my podcast right now, there's a hand emoji there. Just click on it. Let me know you're doing so good. Thank you, guys. So, if you're new to this channel, it is All My 20s series with Mariana, and we're on the 6th edition. We've really gone far. You're welcome, and if you're an old listener, you know the vibes now. You know the vibes. I got you. Mwah. So, we're going straight into today's content. Now, who says being single is actually a bad thing? Nobody said so. So, that is why I'm bringing the topic today, the pros of being single, like the good thing of being single, the interesting part of being single, the sweet part of being single. I know the questions in your mind is, this one that Mariana is doing, the pros of being single. Is she single? Well, I'm cuffed. So, I don't know what you guys are talking about. But this is for my single listeners out there, wherever you're listening from, Ghana, Nigeria, US, any part of the country you're hearing my podcast from, this is for you. Trust me, I just had to figure this out and make research. And trust me, this my 5 wonderful tips is, you know, worth it at the end of the day. So let's go right into today's podcast. So I know being single is one of the toughest things ever for most of you all that have been in a relationship for so long. Ah, God, it's like one of the most horrible experience one could ever experience, and especially for most of us that really love a lot, when we give a guy all our heart, but the guys, when you give a girl all your heart, it becomes something very addicting, that when they go or we figure out that we don't want to be in that relationship anymore, it's still draining us. Either the breakup is coming from this person or that person, it still drains the both parties. So it's kind of something very detrimental and something that has to deal with us mentally. But then breakup sometimes and being single sometimes comes and give us these positive vibes that we need to figure out things that we've left aside because we're obviously in a loving relationship and we forgot that, okay, we have priorities to ourselves and we have obligations to ourselves. So when the breakup happens or when we start being single, it becomes like the whole world wants to crumble on our head. But no, I want to tell you guys that there is nothing as bad as that, because being single, it's a good thing. It gives you time to reflect on yourself, time to check out things you've lost, time to check out things you've left behind, time to rediscover yourself, and time to be on your own. 9 out of 10 times, we always go back to our exes when the arena is clear. We always find the right one when the arena is clear. So wouldn't you like to really find yourself and know what you want than being in a confused situation? You can actually still be friends with someone you actually love, but you just needed that space to be single for a while because you want to figure out things you want to do for yourself. So now I have 5 pros of being single, 5 good things of being single that we may not know because we are obviously not fine with being single. And for those of you that have been single for a long time, this can be also applicable to you guys, but I feel like you guys should be doing this by now. But if you're not, don't worry, Mariana got you, because this is applicable to you. So number one, I would say, is being single helps you find your purpose. Like, in what sense? Some of us girls, ladies, often forget what we want to be, what we want to do, because we are so soaked on being in this lovey-dovey relationship that we forget that some of us have the purpose of being a writer, purpose of being an actress, purpose of being a YouTuber, purpose of being a podcaster, purpose of being a businesswoman, purpose of being a researcher. There are lots of things one could do in this planet Earth. So once we are soaked in love, we forget most of these things. We only care about our partners. I want to talk to my baby. I want to chat to my baby. I want to know how my baby is doing. I want to know how my baby is feeling. I want to know what's wrong with my baby. All this lovey-dovey kind of thing. Being on the call for hours, trying to chat for a long time. Liking pictures, snapping pictures, staying over. He's coming over. We all put up. Oh my love. Oh, all this sweet kind of relationship goes. Often, drive our attention away from necessary things we're supposed to be focused on, and then we don't get to define our purpose. We don't get to understand certain things that we are meant to do because half of our life revolves around the other person. That's why most times, most authors, most YouTubers, most presenters, most relationship experts will always tell you, no matter what it is, no matter how loving you love your partner or how loving your partner is, you should always learn to put yourself as a priority because you are a priority. You don't get to wait for people to put you as priority. You know how important yourself is to yourself. Yeah, I said what I said. You know how important yourself is to yourself. So you don't want to be a liability to somebody. Nah. You want to be a priority to yourself and for yourself. It doesn't matter whether you're a priority to anybody. But as long as you're a priority to yourself and you know your purpose in life, you know what you're focused on, what you want to be. Yeah, being single shouldn't matter to you at all. It gives you space to figure out yourself, to find that hidden potential in you that you've not seen for a while. And it gives you the arena to breathe. You don't know what I mean, but then I'm like, it gives you the arena to breathe because you don't have issues. You don't get to explain yourself for everything you want to do. You don't get to be worried. You don't get to be thinking about somebody at that moment. You don't get to be frustrated at all. So finding your purpose gives you the opportunity to try new things. If you're into fashion, you can try to look for a place you could, you know, learn some nice and decent fashion content, makeup art. There are a lot, like I said, there are numerous kind of uncountable opportunities out there. So yes, finding your purpose should be one pros of being single. Yeah. Number two, it gives you the time to hang out with your friends. Oh my god, like literally when we girls are in relationships or we boys are in relationships, we always want to be with that person inside, indoors, cuddling, calling all the time, texting all the time. I will forget to check on our friends sometimes. I'm faulting that. I really love the comfort of my bee. Yeah. I love to talk to him all the time. I love to, when I'm in love though, when I'm really in love with somebody, I love to talk to the person all the time. At the same time, sometimes I don't feel like talking to the person all the time because I feel like, well, it's different because I am a lone kind of person. I like my personal space. Sometimes I can legit not talk to him for like 2 days, a whole day. And if I thought I'm talking to him, it's because I'm concerned and I'm caring. I want to know what you're doing. I want to know what you're doing at this moment. And then I don't even have that time to want to be thinking about what my friends is doing. Sometimes I check up my friends like a month. And they'll be like, what's happening to you, Miranda? You don't call us, you don't talk to us, you don't chat us up. I'm like, I have no excuse. Honestly, I have no excuse because, you know, it's just a loving arena where you feel like your boo is everything. You don't want distractions. You just want to be with him. So now I want to tell you that when you are single, you keep as much time to hang out with your friends. Especially the single ones, I know what I'm saying. Because I feel if you hang out with people that are booed up, like people that have a boyfriend, that are in a relationship, you know, girls now, don't worry, our friends, we like to talk about what our boo does for us, what he buys for us, how good he is, how beautiful, sorry, how handsome he looks, how good he smells, how good his hair is, calls me every day, even like everything conversation wise revolves around their boos. And then it's kind of
cocky and creepy at the same time, because you're going to be thinking, what can I even contribute to the discussion now? I don't even have a boyfriend, I'm single, So for your best interest, I feel like you should move around with your single friends too often, so that you guys can just have fun and just picture your phone without discussion of any man or any woman. I'm like, yeah, at the same time. So, and please, when you're hanging out with single friends, hang out with single friends that are matured enough, not the ones that are still cross-checking their exes' pictures, stalking their exes, and will always talk about their exes non-stop. He did that to me, he did this to me, is that, is this, is that, and he's not, like, she's not even having the sign to want to move on. She is a miserable, single, lonely person. Like, don't hang out with such a person, because it only depreciates your little self-worth and courage you actually exhibited for yourself. So hang out with single friends, happy single friends like you, yeah, and have fun. So number three is going to be, find what makes you happy, like having your hobby, something you do consistently that makes you happy, something you do that puts a smile on your face. Like when I'm bored, I watch a lot of movies on Netflix. If I'm not watching a movie, I'm sleeping. If I'm not sleeping, I'm on to research or skincare routine. I'm a very, very, very feminine person. So I love skincare, I love to look good, I love to smell nice. So if I'm not searching for skincare, I'm searching for perfume, trust me. Then I'm going to my, you know, WhatsApp, talk to my best friend, gist with him or her, and I'm online on Instagram, searching for, you know, influencer, looking at a new deal, just a lot of things. And I'm on YouTube. Like, YouTube is my favorite place. You can't imagine what YouTube have always given me as content. Like, it's so bomb, like the bomb. Because when I'm down and I just watch one video on YouTube, I'm okay, and it gives me this confidence. I'm not the kind of person that wants to keep talking about my problems every time. So when I feel like I'm down, I just go to YouTube, search for what is related to what I'm going through. I listen and I feel this ease and I'm happy. But that's one of my favorite things to do. So just find what makes you happy. Like, we ladies, we focus on men, making men happy than ourselves, and we tend to make our world and happiness evolve around them. Because on the other hand, this individual, men don't need women to make them happy. They create their own happiness. They're always happy, like, all the time. So why can't you create your own happiness? No, like, let's create our own happiness. Because you don't need a man to make you happy. You make yourself happy. Like, it's just a pure logic. And in relationship or not, don't forget, nobody makes anybody happy. We all create our happiness. If you're happy, he's feeling the energy and is happy. If he's happy, you're feeling the energy and you're happy. You can't tell me when he's upset you want to be happy. Obviously, the energy one feels attracts another person's energy. So yeah, nobody creates happiness. We all create happiness for ourselves. So sis, bro, create your own happiness and do what makes you happy. Number four, still on the pros, the importance, the good thing about being single, gives you a time to work on your mind, intellectual thinking, or you can say mind exercise. For instance, I listen to meditation videos. I have about 6 meditation video apps on my phone. When I feel like I want to sleep in the afternoon, I put them on and I go to bed. My subconscious mind is awake, filling it with godly words, inspirational statements and motivational words. So that's what I do most of the time. And then I meditate a lot. I can just sleep and think far. And when I'm thinking, I listen to The Climb. Yes, I listen to The Climb by Miley Cyrus. I think that's the name. I listen to The Climb. It's a song that has a lot of words in it. And it always reminds me that there's somebody somewhere that I have to meet. And there is a plan somewhere that is waiting for me to make me big, you know, big like a star that I've always wanted to be. So yeah, I use that song and meditate a lot. I say daily manifestation to myself because I know I'm beautiful. I tell myself, Miriam, you are beautiful. Miriam, what is yours will not miss you. Yeah, I tell myself, Miriam, what is yours will not miss you. Like, if it's mine, there's no need for it to miss me. I tell myself I attract what is mine to come my way. And yeah, so manifestation is like one of the best thing ever. And I read quotes online, self-motivational quotes, affirmation. I read books a lot. I download books online on Google Play Store. Sometimes I subscribe to, you know, novels, websites. I read them a lot. And I watch movies, like I said, Netflix. When I feel like I want to chill, I buy popcorn, I put it on my tray plate, get my phone, and watch Netflix and chill. And I sleep, like, literally, if you know me so well, you know that I love to sleep. Like, sleeping is one of my comfortable things to do. Like, I don't even need to explain to anybody. If I'm not online, I'm sleeping. If I'm not online, I'm watching a movie. If I'm not online, I'm busy. So, yeah. All those are all mind exercise that one needs to have. So the final one for today, but not the least of Mariana's podcast, you can date while you're single. Yeah, I know. So I'm probably going to be like, what is this girl saying? Yeah, I know it sounds creepy, but it's the honest truth, sis. This applies to both genders. Like, you want to be in a world where you're aware of what is going on, even without being brought up with somebody. So just make conversation with somebody who could tell you what's going on in the relationship world that you need to know. So just go out on a date with a guy and you guys have conversations, he talks, and you're just like, wow. So I feel like I watched a YouTube by Brenly, my favorite YouTuber. She said something that caught me. She said, you go out on dates with multiple guys does not mean you have to be in a relationship with them. There's some things you have to understand. You have to understand that from mere conversations, you can actually see yourself setting standards, knowing what you want for yourself in a relationship, knowing what you expect of your partner in your next relationship, knowing how faulty you've been and how faulty he has been, and trying to dissect what needs to be changed. So going on dates by single, it's like another part of educating yourself. So dear girl, if you have somebody who's been asking you out on a date and you feel the need to go, get dressed up, go out for dinner, date, lunch date, movie date, video call date. Yeah, that video call date, yeah. I watched a movie on Netflix, I've forgotten the title of the movie. So these two were having a distance relationship. Not relationship per se, but they were enjoying themselves. Then I said to go on a movie date, on a dinner date, sorry. So she decorated her parlor, kept the candlelight, she was wine and having like a dish. And she video called the guy did the same thing, and they were having conversation, drinking, and you know, it was purely a date. But the difference was they were not presently at the company of each other's arms, but they were actually feeling the same energy even from the mobile phone. So the date can happen anywhere. Thank you. And yeah, basically that's all I have for you today on the pros of being single. I hope this helps you, but I'll still, you know, get more content about this in another episode of my podcast. But not like we have a lot of, but I have a lot of banger content I've set down for you guys. So I'll be consistent, I promise. So don't forget, today's topic was the pros of being single. Like, actually, thank you if you stayed all through from the beginning of this podcast to the end of this podcast. I love you. You're the real MVP. Thank you. And please, as you're listening to my podcast, like I always say, there's a hand emoji there. Please click on the hand emoji and favorite my content so that people can actually see it and listen to it. So if you have a question, you can always click on my email. I think it should be appearing there. Ask me on my email. But if you have a contact, or a way to contact me on WhatsApp, you can actually ask me anything you want to ask me on WhatsApp. And if you have a suggestion of what you want to see next, you can suggest to me on WhatsApp or my email. And thank you. I'll see you guys on Friday. I love you. Mwah.